From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Tuesday, January 13th at 8:55, and we have Chip Nellinger on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Chip.
Good morning, Kimberly. Unfortunately, still seeing some red on the screen here this morning. Obviously, grain markets reacting to the wildly bearish report yesterday, especially in the case of corn. Beans also not helping the cause. Wasn't necessarily as bearish as the corn report with record yields at 186.5 in corn. They were unchanged in beans, but a small tweak lower in demand had the carryout up a little bit in beans, still lower nonetheless. So we're still under the bearish influence of that report yesterday. Right now, March corn is down a half a cent, 421 even. That's actually about 3-4 cents, 4.25 cents off of the overnight low. So we're seeing a little bit of a bounce here off the lows. May corn down 1.25 at 429.25. July down 1.5 at 436.5. New crop December is down 2.25 at 449.25. In the case of beans, March beans down a nickel right now, 1044 even, 3.5 off the lows of the overnight. May beans down 4.75, 1057. July down 4.5 at 1071. New crop November beans down 4.25 at 1062.75. The soy products are a mixed bag here today. March soy meal down $4.50 a ton, 293.80. That's down near the just a tick off the low of the day. March soy oil up 73 at 51 even. That's nine ticks off the high of the day. So a lot of oil meal spreading here after the report release yesterday. Wheat, not much in the way of fresh information, or at least market changing information in wheat yesterday. It was lower following the sharply lower corn and bean prices, kind of drifting today a little bit lower in the March Chicago, down a half a cent at 510.75. That's up in the upper third of the range. So far, July 26 wheat in Chicago down a half a cent at 535.25. March Kansas City wheat down 3 cents at 523.75. New crop July in Kansas City down 3 cents, 548.75. Front month Minneapolis wheat up 2.75 at 568.5 right now. Livestock markets showing a little more strength here, a little more resiliency than what we've seen in the grain markets. February live cattle up 47 right now at 235.72. April's up 72, 236.80. June up 85 at 231.45. And the August live cattle up 77 at 228.40. Feeders have really, for the past month plus, been doing the heavy lifting to the upside here. March feeders up 142 right now, 357.60, just 10 cents off the day's highs. April up 165, 356.10. May feeders up 147 at 353.20. And out into the fall contract, October feeders up 152, 347.62. Hogs, a little bit resilient in here as well. You've got the February contract now up 15, 84.57. You've got April lean hogs up 32 at 91.07. The June's up 22 at 104.25, and the August up a dime at 104.37. Outside markets are closely watched here as well. You've got the crude oil market up 146. That's in the front and center here with some tensions in Iran above some previous highs, 60.98 a barrel in the February contract, Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Chip. Have a great rest of your day. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says mostly cloudy skies expected today with a wind gust up to 30 miles per hour and a high of 51 degrees. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.